this is Pat Conti. Welcome to the Secret Museum of the Air.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Secret Museum of the Air, a weekly broadcast of the world's music, historic landmarks from the dawn of recording through the golden age of the gramophone. Join us for the next hour as your host, Citizen Kafka, visits with curator Pat Conti in the Secret Museum.
Sitting around with John Jackson one evening, playing guitar and talking about this and that, when I happened to mention D. Ford Bailey, the famous Negro harmonica player of some years back. I told John that Bailey was the only Negro musician who ever appeared on the Grand Ole Opry in Nashville, Tennessee. John looked somewhat perplexed and said, "But what about Uncle Dave Makin?"
Run up on the mountain, get my horn a blow. Every gal in Georgia come running to my door. Get along home, Sydney. Get along home. Get along home, Sydney. I'm gonna leave you now.
And now, friends, we present Uncle Dave Makin, the Dixie Dewdrop, with his plug hat, gold teeth, chin whiskers, gates ajar collar, and that million-dollar Tennessee smile. And his son, Doris. Let her go, Uncle Dave!
I'm gonna sing you a brand new song. So the truth is certain, we can't live high if we get by and get on the other side of it. Bobby overcut roll up sleeve, jet and I had a roll of travel. Bobby overcut roll up sleeve, oh jet and I had a roll of travel at me. The public schools and the highways are raising quite an alarm. Get a country man educated, get the little and he ain't gonna work on the farm. Bobby overcoat, roll up sleeve, Jerry and I had a road to travel. Bobby overcoat, roll up sleeve, oh, Jerry and I had a road to travel. I don't know, but I believe I'm right. The old toad ruined the country. Let's go back to the horse and buggy and try to save some money. Bobby overcoat, roll up sleeve, Jed and I had a road to travel. Bobby overcoat, roll up sleeve, oh, Jed and I had a road to travel. I know a man that's an evangelist. The tabernacle's always full. People come for miles around just hear him use the bull. Bobby overcoat, roll up sleeve, Jed and I had a road to travel. Bobby overcoat, roll up sleeve, oh, Jed and I had a road to travel. You talk about your evangelist, you talk about Mr. Ford too. With Henry the shaking more hell out of folks than all the evangelists do. Mm-hmm. over the road I'd sleep, jetting down the road to travel. Probably over the road I'd sleep, oh, jetting down the road to travel, I'd be. Gonna rain 40 days. Gonna rain on the Allegheny Mountain. Gonna rain for the horse that dog and take a mule. Gonna take us on the end of Saturday.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another edition of The Secret Museum of the Air. This is Pat Conti behind the microphone, and tonight's broadcast, as you may have gathered, has something to do with Uncle Dave Makin. Indeed, we are presenting tonight the roots of Uncle Dave, this giant of American music, who made his first records in the 1920s, became the Grand Ole Opry's mainstay for several decades, and left us a rich legacy of all types of folk songs and some popular songs which he derived from various sources. The opening words that you heard and music was by John Jackson, the Virginia blues man and also country musician, as you heard there on his clawhammer version of Cindy in the background, played on the five-string banjo. Then we heard the famous Judge Hay, the solemn old judge, as he introduced Uncle Dave Makin on the Grand Ole Opry radio program. And then we heard a classic old cut of Uncle Dave fronting the great Fruit Jar Drinkers, one of the greatest string bands ever to record. That's from a recent county issue, County 3505, called Go Along Mule, which features some brilliantly remastered recordings of some of the greatest string band music of the 1920s. And that was Jordan Emma Hard Road to Travel. Tonight, Uncle Dave Makin and his roots begins, I think, very aptly, with another banjo player who was a pioneer recording artist and later became an A&R man for Columbia in the 1920s. You might remember him referred to as Brown, aptly enough, on some of the old Skillet Liquor's sketches, rural sketches. We'll hear from Harry C. Brown during his pre-retirement days, sometime around 1919, and he will perform that very same piece, Jordan M. Hard Road to Travel. We'll follow right up with Billy Golden, again another giant of the early days of recording here in America, and finally with Cal Stewart and something called the Village Gossips. So we'll recap all of that. Let's get right back to the music. Harry C. Brown and Jordan Am a Hard Road to Travel.
Just arrived in town for to pass the time away and I settled all my business according. But I found it so cold when I went up the street that I wished I was on the other side of Jordan. So take off your coat, boys, and roll up your sleeve, for Jordan is a hard road to travel. So take off your coat, boys, and roll up your sleeve, for Jordan is a hard road to travel, I believe. So take off your coat, boys, and roll up your sleeve, for Jordan is a hard road to travel. So take off your coat, boys, and roll up your sleeve, for Jordan is a hard road to travel, I believe. I look to the east and I look to the west and I see old Massa a-coming with four bay horses hitched up in front to tote his money to the other side of Jordan. So take off your coat, boys, and roll up your sleeves, for Jordan is a hard road to travel. So take off your coat, boys, and roll up your sleeves, for Jordan is a hard road to travel, I believe. So take off your coat, boys, and roll up your sleeves, for Jordan is a hard road to travel. So take off your coat, boys, and roll up your sleeves, for Jordan is a hard road to travel, I believe. David and Goliath both had a fight. A colored man come up behind him. He hit Goliath on the head with a bar of soft soap, and it sounded to the other side of Jordan. So take off your coat, boys, and roll up your sleeves, for Jordan is a hard road to travel. So take off your coat, boys, and roll up your sleeves, for Jordan is a hard road to travel, I believe. So take off your coat, boys, and roll up your sleeves, for Jordan is a hard road to travel. So take off your coat, boys, and roll up your sleeves, for Jordan is a hard road to travel, I believe.
Well, as I was a-gwine down the road with a tired team and a heavy load, I cracked my whip and the leader sprung. The old boys busted the wagon tongue. I looped, toot, toot, loop. Went out to milk and I didn't know how. I milked a goat instead of the cow. A monkey sitting in a pile of straw, a winking at his mother-in-law. Turkey in the straw, turkey in the hay. I twist about, turn about, I took a paw. I hooked him up a tune called Turkey in the Straw. Turkey in the mud, New Year's turkey. I twist about, turn about, I took a paw. I hooked him up a tune called Turkey in the Straw. Yes, indeed, I know that a nigga do love turkey. And I know that a coon do love chicken. Hush, hush, hush. Ain't it grind to do it? Oh, go on. I wish you'd go on, you Scandinavian rascal. Oh, yes, but give him some of that hog chitlin'. But the best thing of all is sweet potatoes and possum and gravy running down that possum's back. We'll make a nigger wench's lips pull in the slack. Well, as I was a-gwine down the road, I met Mr. Toppin and I met Miss Toad. Every time Mr. Toppin would sing, see that old toad cut the pigeon wings. I loop, toot, toot, loop, toot, 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 away down yonder in the Tuscaloo. I fit in the battle with the kangaroo. I fit in the fort till my head dragged ground. I heist it up my feet and it takes another round. Turkey in the straw, turkey in the hay. I twist about, turn about, I took a paw. I hook him up a tune called Turkey in the Straw. Turkey in the mud, New Year's turkey. I twist about, turn about, I took a paw. I hook him up a tune called Turkey in the Straw.
Napoleon. How be ya, Josh?
Hello, Jim. What you got in the wagon?
Cider.
Ain't making cider already, be ya?
Yep.
Good cider.
Well, if you want a drink, why don't you say so?
Well, I wouldn't mind.
Here's a gourdful.
How much did you make?
9 barrels.
Gosh, if you had another apple, you'd have made 10, wouldn't you?
Where was you going with that pole? Fishing?
No, just going down the creek to give this worm some swimming lessons. Oh.
Smart, ain't you?
Probably so. Did you hear about Lige Willett?
No, what's he been doing?
Putting whiskey in the chicken feed.
How did it work?
First rate. One old hen got so drunk she laid 10 eggs that day.
Abe Crosby has got a new horse.
I want to know.
Yeah. One day last week when it was raining, he was standing out in the middle of the road holding an umbrella over his horse.
Now, what was he doing that for? That's what we all wanted to know. Abe said he only had the horse a short spell, and the fella he got him of said to be careful of him, or if he got the rein on his tail and run away.
I hear Ab Whitaker sued the Punkin' Center Bugle for libel.
Two tails, did he get damages?
Everybody seems to think so. The judge made the editor give Ab the paper for a year.
I heard you had quite a time while you was down in New York.
Yeah, I made up a song about it. Want to hear it?
I wouldn't mind. Maybe I can stand it.
You see, Jim, when I left home to go down to New York, I had my mind made up that I was some punkin'. I hadn't been down there more than 3 or 4 days when I found out I was nothing but a rube from a high grass town. Just got back from New York town where I never had been before. Haven't got as much money as I had when I left, but I know a lot more. When I left home, I thought that I was a man of some renown. But in old New York, I was on the board. Just a roof from a high grass town. And oh my, what they did to me lingers in my memory. From early morning till the sun went down, I got bunkoed all around. Cut more capers than a circus clown. Darn old roof from a high grass town.
Up top, Jordan M. A Hard Road to Travel by the great banjoist and singer Harry C. Brown for the Columbia Company, and a song attributed to Dan Emmett there with many new lyrics, new in quotation marks. Billy Golden followed with Turkey in the Straw, a classic old song and a classic old performance by someone who spanned the era of the cylinder right into the flat disc. He's the quintessential pioneer recording artist, if there ever was one, Billy Golden, who used to sing on the riverboats back in the latter part of the 1800s. And lastly, we heard from another uncle, Uncle Josh, here under his real name, Cal Stewart, for the Victor Company, and an old rube sketch. He's just a darned old rube from a high grass town, was the song, as part of the sketch called The Village Gossips. I want you to keep that tune in mind, as we'll be hearing it by Uncle Dave. That is David Harrison Macon. He was born between McMinnville and Smart in Warren County, Tennessee, on October 7, 1870. Uncle Dave's story has been told many times on many liner notes for many records back in the days when they used to make those things called LPs. But it was never told better than by Charles Wolfe, a great country music historian, and it's a book on the University of Illinois Press, The Stars of Country Music, so if you happen by that, that's definitely one to pick up. It has a really fine biography of Uncle Dave, as well as many others. So you've been waiting long enough to hear Uncle Dave again. We are going to a time about 1927, when some of the greatest string band recordings were ever made for the Vocalion Company. And that song, Rube from a High Grass Town, becomes here as Uncle Dave ushers in with Walk, Tom Wilson, Walk, his own version of that old tune. We'll follow that with an okay recording, this one from the Citizen Kafka archives. It was originally recorded for the OK Company in December of 1930, featuring Smiling Sam McGee on the six-string banjo, seconding Uncle Dave. These recordings were made by a disgruntled Uncle Dave Macon, who was recently coming off a session for Brunswick, which was rejected, him and his son. All those titles were lost. So he got a car, and Sam and their banjos and guitars filled it up and drove to the Edwards Hotel in Jackson, Mississippi, to make this fine recording among some others at the, I think Polk Brockman was at the controls there, another great A&R man in the early days. And lastly, we'll hear the song Over the Road I'm Bound to Go. This is Uncle Dave Macon.
Bring up my marbles, get back to talk. Don't knock at me, love, I'm gonna tell you so. Walk on wheels, I'm walking the door. Sweep that kitchen with a brand new broom. Well, I just got back from old New York where I never had been before. Ain't got much money in the head when I left, but I know a whole lot more. Walked on wheels and walked after the moon. Sweet tag kitchen with a brand new room. I thought when I left home I was a man of some renown. But in old New York I was on the board just a room from a one-horse town. Walked on wheels and walked after the moon. Sweet tag kitchen with a brand new room. And gee whiz, what they done for me lingers in my memory from the early morn till the sun goes down. Got bunkled all around, I cut more capers than the circus found. It's a darned old room from a one-horse town. Walked on wheels and forget the dunes. Sweet that kitchen with a brand new room. I'd bit some letters on the train that I wanted to mail back home. Tell the folks just what I'd seen and just how far I'd come. Walked on wheels and walked after the moon. Sweet tag kitchen with a brand new broom. I saw a box all painted red and I dropped my letters in. Fire engines come from all around and the bells begin to ring. Walked on wheels and walked after the moon. And gee whiz, what they done for me, squirted water all over me. Grabbed a fella and I said to him, pull me out for I can't swim. The crowd all shouted, let him drown. It's a darned old roof from a one-horse town. Walked on wheels and walked after the moon. Sweet tag kitchen with a brand new broom.
Him out of her sight. The boss didn't think she was treating him right. Hello, baby, said they done me wrong. You went downtown, said they stayed too long. Boston went to Florida, the truth to tell. They went to Miami at a big hotel. They went to the beach and the bean was fine. Sued for divorce in an hour's time. Hello, baby, said they done me wrong. You went downtown, said they stayed too long. The parson begged, just wait a while. I only went for to see the style. She replied, I take no excuse. For right here, parson, I'll turn you loose. Hello, baby, said they done me wrong. You went downtown, said they stayed too long. Parson stood with tears in his eyes, looking at a wife, I says, I'm surprised. Then she said, you need not be, you fancy the beauties more than me. Hello, baby, said they done me wrong, you went downtown, said they stayed too long. Now here, parson, I've this to say, from the beach you stay away. Well, of all the women I ever knew, I don't know what to think of you. Oh, baby, said they done me wrong. You went downtown Tennessee to law.
Bound to Go by Uncle Dave Macon, recorded for the Brunswick Company in July 25th, 1928. We're going to listen to that same song here in a different setting, but by another Tennessee group. This is Cannon's Jug Stompers from Memphis, also from sunny Tennessee, as we said. And we'll hear their version of the same song, known as Featherbed, recorded in Memphis in September of 1928. Just about the same time as Uncle Dave, and of course Gus Cannon, another banjo player, just about a contemporary of Uncle Dave. After that, we'll hear a song called, or actually a tune called Ching Chong, recorded by the Van Epps Trio circa 1917, and some may remember Sam McGee's treatment in the 60s of that tune, as was recorded by Mike Seeger. and which appeared on an Arhuli LP. Sam was a great banjo player. He beat Uncle Dave in a contest. I think that's how they met. And he was known to play many rags and one-steps and all sorts of things. This, in fact, is a one-step, and it's interspersed with a tune called Alexander's Back from Dixie with his ragtime band. This performance by the Van Epps Trio, Fred Van Epps on banjo. And lastly in this set, we'll hear another staple by Uncle Dave, but here by another contemporary of his, another black musician like Gus Cannon, except this one's from Texas, Henry Thomas, or Ragtime Texas Thomas, really one of the great songsters, ranking up there with Uncle Dave and Lead Belly and some others. We'll hear his version of When the Train Comes Along, as he recorded for Vocalion just about the same time. So, three versions of three songs, a la Uncle Dave and his friends. First, Gus Cannon.
Remember the time just before the war, cause a man used to put about shifting the floor. But now, bless God, we're more dead, cause a man plumb fool about to build a bed. Hee-wee, my dear, is the old road I'm bound to go. I heard my baby cry. Wee wee, honey, oh Lord, I'm bound to go. Wee wee, baby, Lord, I'm bound to go. Downtown didn't mean no harm. Police grabbing right by my arm. Till I began to fit, I began to rap. Feel like rolling in the air. Ooh, ooh, baby, oh Lord, I'm bound to go. Downtown doing my best, find the boys I stole the best. Went on round about the coast square, find the boys I done stole the coat. Hee baby, oh Lord, I'm bound to go. I knew Jew Rude was in the stand, had them law books in his hand. I began to pitch, pull out of it, began to read to me. Then they could be stealing the poetry to me. Baby, oh Lord, I'm bound to go. Britain and molded brown, them going cross trip, keep going to town. Baby, over the road I'm bound to go. Thank you.
Henry Thomas and When the Train Comes Along. And one of these days we'll drag out Lead Belly's version of that too, and we'll complete the triumvirate, his old Library of Congress version. Tonight, the roots of Uncle Dave Macon here on the Secret Museum. If you're just joining us, this is Pat Conte bringing you some of Uncle Dave's music and some of his contemporaries. And we're just about wrapping up. In our final set, we'll hear Uncle Dave now performing actually one of the more radically racial songs that is imaginable. It's called Them Two Gals of Mine. And so we have a word of caution here. These are really 19th century songs that reflect a certain atmosphere and contain some very deep racial slurs. And, of course, we're presenting them for their historic value. Them Two Gals of Mine by Uncle Dave, recorded in 1927, followed by what appears to be his source for the very same song, an excerpt only, we'll hear the version previously recorded by at least a decade by Harry C. Brown, once again, under the title I'll Make Dat Black Gal Mine. And lastly, we'll finish with one of Uncle Dave's musical masterpieces, even though it has the sad overtones of a very racially different South, something which will certainly be deemed offensive to some, the Pickaninny Lullaby Song, which musically turns out to be one of the masterpieces of Uncle Dave with the group the Fruit Jar Drinkers, and one of the lost masters of that famous Vocalion session of 1927, which churned out really some of the more amazing recordings of the decade as far as string band music went. So these three cuts of what were known then as coon songs or darky plantation melodies, first by Uncle Dave, then Harry C. Brown, and then full-blown the Fruit Jar Drinkers here on the Secret Museum of the Air.
Gal of mine named Caroline, she promised for to marry me. But her dad got set a dog named Spot for to make me trouble, don't see. Some swell coon that come to spoon says that's the very reason why. But I showed him soon that I the wicked coon, case the wind that gal or die. Lord, yes! My, oh my, coon blood will soon be boiling. My, oh my, and nigga must resign. If he don't, them good looks I'll be spoiling wine to make a dead black gal fine. Wanna carve that coon, wanna face him soon in the holler of an old gum tree. For the owl that night, I wanna scratch and bite at a coal black carcass, don't see. Take one shot, said that dog spot, I wanna steal away my Caroline. Then the coons will all swat out the hoodoo in the eye when I mix that black gal mine. Lord, yes! My, oh my, coon blood will soon be boiling. My, oh my, that nigga must resign. If he don't, them good looks I'll be a spoiling wine to make that black gal mine. White folk, give me your attention, listen to my little song. I've some facts that I'd like a further mention that won't detain you long. All about the gal I've been a-courting as we're used to walk around. Stand 6 foot within her slippers as she weighs 216 pounds. Lost all your white folks move together round. Says the take down the banjo, said we'll all have a dance. For I get married next Sunday evening to the big fat black and green and nailed on. For it's on the night when I get double, the quine to invite the white folks all around. And I know that I won't have no trouble with the rest of the nigger dudes in town. So all the white folks won't together round. While I's ringing in the cool, I'm just as happy as you ever seen a nigger paint. I'm a darn big fool, though. All you white folks won't together round. Says they take down the banjo, says we'll all have a dance. For I get married next Sunday evening. Who to, hon? To the big fat black and greasy name dog. Thank you.
named Caroline has promised for to marry me. But her dad's got a dog named Spot for to make me trouble, don't you see? There's some swell fool who's come to spoon, and that's the very reason why. But I'll show them soon that I'm the wicked fool. Yes, I'll win that game on my, oh my, my blood will soon be boiling by. Oh my, that nigger must resign. If he does, his good looks I'll soon be spoiling. I'll make that black.
His eyes shine like a new silver moon. Oh, feed him the glass and spoon, for I'm the father of a little black coon. Begin to ride down on the corn cob bed. Oh, jolly picking in it just for Boba Dinny. Lord, it's time I'm gone away. Hello, baby, is that your daddy? Pa, ha, ha, ha. Down on the corn cob bed. Well, y'all are thinking it is just for Boba Dinny. Goodness, I'm a gone away. The baby rolling over with his colored head and eyes. Oh, my, don't it look fast? The baby rolling over with his colored head and eyes. Kinky head and woolly hair.
Uncle Dave Macon and the Fruit Jar Drinkers. Some classic recordings, particularly that last one, from the 1920s. And incidentally, if I can just reach over here, the recent County issue, and as I said before, County Records, this is their CD number 3505, called Go Long Mule, features many of the recordings that have really have been deemed classic string band music. especially that May 1927 group of sessions by the Fruit Jar Drinkers, here masterfully set to record by Dave Freeman and remastered by Richard Nevins, who really employs the last word in taste and talent as far as bringing out the old music and the way it should sound on a digital recording, which is rare these days. So some of those great performances now once again available on the County label. County is at Box 191, Floyd, Virginia, 24091. And that's one of many great historical projects that are now preserved and available once again. And as the time ticks away, we have one more cut from Uncle Dave and a little bit of his cut-up routine here, preserved on tape, oddly enough, as recorded by Charles Faulkner Bryan, a folklorist who had a tape recorder back in 1950 and went to visit Uncle Dave near Murfreesboro, Tennessee, and actually got Uncle Dave to sit before the microphone and commit some of his songs, which turned out to be his very last recordings, to the wonderful new invention called magnetic tape. An astounding document. And we'll hear his version of Polly Put the Kettle On, Uncle Dave making. Thank you again to Uncle Dave, who's up with the angels now, and he knows exactly how beautiful heaven must be. So from all of us behind the mic here at the Secret Museum, we bid you good night.
Play this piece except for say it, and I'd be looking in a little glass, see that. Ain't gone now. Lord help my tongue.
Big roast beef and a big piece of mutton, roll a cooked meat and a full of parson. Well, oh, then you put the kettle on, sir, roll the dinner on. Then you put the kettle on, take it. Slice bread and butter, fine, fine, and upper red and nine. Then you put the kettle on, roll, take it.
Oh, that's a fine one, Uncle Dave.
My heart turns back to Dixie.
And so the gate swings shut after another visit to the secret museum comes to a close. We hope you have enjoyed this brief journey spanning the first half century of recorded sounds across the earth. Until next time, I'm Buddy Fortune for The Secret Museum of the Air.
This is Citizen Kafka. The Secret Museum of the Air is funded in part by a grant from the Shira Kober Zeller Foundation in loving memory of Arthur and Margaret Kober. For more information about the Secret Museum of the Air, write Secret Museum, Post Office Box 23075, Brooklyn, New York, 11202, 3075. That's Secret Museum of the Air, Post Office Box 23075, Brooklyn, New York, 11202, 3075. Thanks for listening. We'll see you again here at the Secret Museum of the Air.